On the air at 1300 on your AM dial, on your mobile devices with the Extra Sports app. This is Extra Sports 1300.
Welcome back. Drive Time Sports here on Extra Sports 1300. We had a highly contentious Athlete of the Week vote this week. It came down to the last day or two in the voting, and with 47% of the vote, Ashley Bowen of Mesa Ridge is your Athlete of the Week, and Ashley just so happens to be joining us in studio with Chelsea and her and Dad as well. Ashley, good to meet you. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Go ahead and get right up on that mic. Don't be shy about it, all right? First of all, congratulations, and we've known for a while now that Mesa Ridge really supports this kind of thing that we do. We've had multiple football players. Chloe was an Athlete of the Week a while back at the beginning of the basketball season, so I would imagine that there are a lot of people in the hallways at Mesa Ridge that were saying vote for Ashley.
Mesa Ridge High School kind of got me here, so... Mm-hmm. And also my parents and the rest of the team's parents. Mm-hmm. So everybody at Mesa voted for me almost. So
how does it feel to get that kind of support from your inner circle? Because that's the most important to you.
It feels pretty good. I didn't think that many people would help me out, but I noticed how many good people are around me.
That's good.
Like the people down at Mesa Ridge and the whole school district. I know that you guys don't take kindly to that other school, but everyone down in that school district is awesome. Both schools really embrace this. So obviously, it's a well-deserved honor for you. You played great all season long. This just so happened to be your week where you popped up. Before we get into the really sad stuff about what happened last night, just talk about how you felt like for you individually this season went.
I think honestly I improved over the season. Just I kind of started out slow, and as the season went on, I got myself into a rhythm, and I was able to work with my teammates on, you know, getting wins and just finishing on everything.
So. Mm-hmm. And last night you guys fall in the, do they call it the Final Four? Yeah, I guess they do. I can't think of another F word that you could use with four to use. But free throws, is that the culprit here for you guys losing to Pueblo South last night?
Well, yeah, I know one of my free throws. Yeah, it was definitely we could have done a little better on those, but I think we played well as a team last night and we did our best. And I don't think there was any more we could do, honestly. Pueblo South is a really good team. And, I mean, so are we. So I think we matched up pretty well with each other.
Yeah, it was obviously a great game last night between two really good teams. And at this time of year, all four teams that were left are extremely good. And I wouldn't be shocked if the team that beat you last night ends up winning tomorrow night, too. But I'm curious, now that you've lost the play, are you rooting for them Saturday? Does it make you feel better if they win state, or does it make you feel like, oh, man, we could have won state if we just would have beaten them?
Honestly, I mean, I've played, especially their post. I've played her a couple times over the years, and she's in my grade also, so we know each other pretty well. And I mean, I talked to her after the game last night, and we're pretty close, so I think I'd be going for Pueblo South on that. I mean, I know some girls on Evergreen, but I think Pueblo South has it.
Southern Colorado's got to stick together, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Ashley Bowen joining us in studio. She's our Athlete of the Week from Mesa Ridge. A terrific season for the Grizzlies. And now it looks like you're going to be doing some interesting stuff. What are your plans here for the spring?
After I move down to Texas, I'm going to go play for an AAU team, a very high level AAU team. And, you know, I'm just going to try to get up there.
Are you planning on, doing any other, or are you just going to be basketball
just
in the
basketball.
Spring?
Yeah,
and you played softball in the fall, correct?
I played for a little bit, but I think I just needed to focus on my basketball. Mm-hmm. Getting better.
Yeah, and is that something that you would like to do at the next level?
Basketball, yes. Yeah. Yes, I'd love to play basketball.
And how far along are you in kind of that process? I know junior year, that's kind of when the rubber hits the road, right? You start really looking at where you would like to continue your education first and foremost, but also your playing career if you're so fortunate. Do you have a list of schools in your head that you're interested in or that are interested in you perhaps?
I have a couple. I'm kind of waiting on Texas to see what Texas does for mm-hmm. me. So I have Air Force Academy that is looking at me and DU, some schools around here. And then like a couple of, like Boise State and CSU Bakersfield.
Mm.
So I haven't really have my eyes set on anyone yet. I'm kind of.
Do you have a place in the country you'd like to go to or a degree you want to follow, like when you're in college?
I want to go into sports medicine.
Okay.
I'd like to be a physical therapist. If basketball is not my thing later on in life, then I'd like to be a physical therapist.
Right. You can always be a physical
exactly.
therapist. Like when you're 50, you could still be a physical
exactly.
therapist. So I was going to just mention this, and there's a pro basketball team up in Denver, and it's cute. It's the Denver Nuggets. But you're going to San Antonio, and you get to watch the San Antonio Spurs. Are you excited for, like, the basketball culture of Texas? Because it's a little different than here in Colorado.
I'm definitely excited. I'm ready to, especially with playing with the girls down there also. Like,
right.
It's a whole nother level of basketball, and I'm honestly excited to go and see how it works out for me. And also, I'd love to catch a Spurs game.
So. Exactly. That's cool. That's cool.
Ashley Bowen joining us in studio for Mesa Ridge High School, our Athlete of the Week. You mentioned Air Force. Obviously, our ears perk up when you say that. I don't know if you've watched... Coach Gobrecht has got that team on the right path. And with you, let's see. So Lindsay Immel and Emily Conroe would be juniors when you would be a freshman, although there's a prep school thing. I'm just saying, like, I'm not telling you where to go, but that would be a fun combination if you joined up with them down in up at the Air Force Academy. Obviously, there's your father in the military, so not a lot of people register with Army or the Navy or Air Force, but is that something in terms of a career path that maybe you'd be interested in?
Honestly, when I've talked to them, I've talked to them a lot,
mm-hmm.
and I've been to a couple of their games. I don't think I'd want to go into the military because I did want to keep going with basketball after mm-hmm. college and see how I do. Because, if I could make it to the WNBA, that'd be great. But, it'd be in the middle on
right.
going into the military.
And maybe we can have that rule change where you could
yeah.
go pro, and then
yeah.
we can have the best of both worlds,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
You mentioned the WNBA. That's a really cool goal. Who in the WNBA are you a big fan of?
Ever since she went to Baylor, Brittany Griner.
Brittany Griner.
Yeah.
Oh, she's amazing.
Ever since I saw her, that was...
She's a baller, man.
Yeah.
Oh, my
yeah.
goodness.
Yeah,
she can dunk, so.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Can you dunk?
I can't.
How
yet.
Close do you get?
I've got a little ways. I think I'm better at layups.
Okay.
Can you touch the rim?
No, I think I'm a couple inches.
Right, there you go. And I'm sure it consumes your life, right?
Yeah, that's all
your life
about.
Goal is
I'm doing
to
those
dunk.
Calf raises.
Right, there you go. Well, Ashley, congratulations both on a great individual season, but that Grizzlies team that you were a part of was something special. We wish that we would be talking to you and talking about a game tomorrow night. But again, Pueblo South, a really good team, and we certainly appreciate you guys making the trek up here to join us live and in studio, and best of luck in your future endeavors. We're sad to see you go, but it's San Antonio's gain, so thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Yep, thanks.
There's Ashley Bowen of Mesa Ridge High School, our Athlete of the Week. If you'd like to nominate someone for next week's award, log on to extrasports1300.com/athleteoftheweek, and we'll reveal a fresh set of nominees. Probably one of Ashley's teammates will be among those. So tune in Monday to find out who is nominated.